Father, we worship you and adore you. We thank you, Father, that the year of your redeemed is come. Oh, Father, thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and thank you that he came to save sinners just like us. Father, we thank you that our sins are forgiven when we have faith in him. We thank you that they are cleansed, they are washed away, they are removed from us, they are cast far from us into the midst of the sea. We thank you, Father, that as far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our sins from us, and all because of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, all because of his death, his atonement, his sacrifice on our behalf. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast seeking to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Makarath. This is the devotion for April the 21st, Leviticus 25, verses 8 to 17, 25 to 28, and 39 to 42. And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years, and the place of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Spurgeon says, the preaching of the gospel is a proclamation of a spiritual jubilee. Jesus, our great high priest, has preached deliverance to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, even now, each believer keeps his jubilee. Note that the jubilee began on the evening of the Day of Atonement. Our Lord's atoning work is the fountainhead of our holy joy. Verse 11. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee ye shall return every man unto his possession. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbour, or buyest aught of thy neighbour's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbour, and according unto the number of years of the fruits he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of the years thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doth he sell unto thee. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Spurgeon says the Jews could overreach each other by selling the lease of their lands for 49 years, whereas the seventh years were not years of the fruits, but sabbatic years, and therefore the Lord enacts that the sabbatic years shall not count in the estimate. In our buying and selling, let us be scrupulously just, lest we provoke the Lord. Verse 25, if thy brother be waxen poor, and hath sold away some of his possessions, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. Spurgeon says, blessed be God, we have a near kinsman who has redeemed our lost inheritance for us. Verse 26, and if the man have none to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus unto the man to whom he sold it, that he may return unto his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that hath bought it until the year of Jubilee, and in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return unto his possession. Spurgeon says, our lost possession is now restored to us, and we have obtained even more than Adam forfeited. Verse 39, and if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen poor, and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bondservant, but as an hired servant and as a sojourner he shall be with thee, and shall serve thee unto the year of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his fathers shall he return. For they are my servants which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bondmen. Spurgeon says, thus by the great gospel jubilee, we are set free with the true liberty. Now know we the meaning of the Lord's words. The year of my redeemed is come. Have all in this house kept the jubilee? If not, the Lord grant that we may. Jesus, our great high priest, hath full atonement made. Ye weary spirits, rest. Ye mournful souls, be glad. The year of jubilee is come. Return, ye ransomed sinners, home. Ye who have sold for naught the heritage above, receive it back unbought, the gift of Jesus' love. Ye slaves of sin and hell, your liberty receive, and safe in Jesus dwell, and blessed in Jesus live. The year of jubilee is come. Return, ye ransomed sinners, home. Amen.